and dudettes. You've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news for the week ending Saturday, February 18, 2006. It was a big week for signings in Redsland. On Sunday, we signed free agent Scott Hatteberg to a one-year deal to back up first base. We signed Quentin McCracken and Tuffy Rhodes to minor league deals. And after being designated for assignment and passing through waivers, Hudson and Bong both found themselves with contracts with the Reds organization as well this week. But of course, the big deal was signing Adam Dunn. 2006, he'll get $7.5 million. In 2007, he'll get $10.5 million. And if the team picks up his option in 2008, he'll get $13 million. It's really big news. Everyone's really excited about it. Some people are saying that this is the thing that proves that the team's turning around. It's some sort of major triumph for Krivsky. And in a universe where I often feel like I'm an optimist amongst a bunch of pessimists, it's weird. It's like I've slipped into an alternate dimension to find myself being the person who's wanting to say, hey, people, you know, rein in your enthusiasm a little bit. It's not as if Dunn wasn't behooving to play for the Reds for 2 years anyway. Even if that third-year option does keep his price down from what he would be on the free agent market, it still might be out of the range of the Reds by then. And it's not as if it's improving his trade value any, since that option is voided if he gets traded to another team. So it seems to me like it's a good deal. I mean, I'm all for getting Dunn signed. I think that he deserves the money. I think that that's all fine. But you know, hold back on the enthusiasm a little bit. The team isn't turned around yet. See, isn't that eerie? In bittersweet news on Thursday, first base coach John Moses decided he couldn't bear to leave his family and turned around on the way to the airport on his way to report for duty at spring training to be with the people he loves the most. Internal candidates include Ken Griffey, Ed Napoleon, Lynn Jones, and Pete McCannon. I tell you, to turn around in the prime of your career and quit your job so you can be with your family, isn't that just great? Isn't that just the sweetest thing you ever heard? It's like the stuff that movie endings are made out of. And I think that everyone ought to have at least one really dramatic exit from a job at some point in their career. I can imagine mine now. I think about it all the time. I'd be in some crappy documentation review meeting, getting the same old flack from marketing about how my document doesn't have enough context or hand-holding or that the fonts just aren't friendly enough or some equally ridiculous crap. And I'd stand up and I'd say, hey, you know what? You pay me for my time and you pay me for my work, but by God, you're not getting my dignity. And with that, I'd storm off. Wouldn't that be great? So pitchers and catchers reported on Thursday. Season's really almost underway. Can hardly wait. Go Reds!